Oh, Leah, I'd resign tomorrow if I could steel myself and endure Mom's patronizing, smug, "I told you so." But no, I'll continue to slog my way through this damned despond of despair, continue to suffer our insufferable DA. No, I'm good for at least one more year, my own self-imposed sentence, you might say. It's almost always drugs, smack, crack, meth, ecstasy. With the resources we waste prosecuting weed, we could feed so many food insecure kids. We need to get them out of those trailers into pre-K if this unrelenting cycle of poverty is ever to cease. We're talking Dorothea Lange-like squalor here. Let me tell you about these two clients of mine, Jimmy Joshua Jeffcoat and Henry David Dobson, as different as night and day, but in a similar plight. Unable to make their bail, they share the same cell. Jeffcoat's a creep with pitted, methadonic rotting teeth. Dobson, on the other hand, reads Oscar Wilde and flashes a crooked grin of orthodontic white. Jeffcoat's doomed to serve at least 7, if not more, but Dobson wants, as he says, a jury of my peers to decide. Who knows? He's kind of charismatic. DOB 4175. He sports a full head of slick back hair, a ruddy face creased, furrowed, but kind. I'd say he's suffered way too much sun, and a few too many dark nights to boot. He calls me Miss in a formal sort of way, and he's practically tattooless, the only one his dead son's name in between his fingers, upside down from our perspective. Yes, I guess he could be gay, though I hadn't thought of that. But yes, you're right, the tat is indeed a man's name, and yes, Wild could be, but if I had to bet, I'd bet he's straight. When this gig's over, I'll boogaloo back to Boca, having done my time. Might go to grad school, SCAD, get an MFA in photography. I've learned being a lawyer's not for me. Should have listened to my heart instead of my mom. Oh, sure, she's proud of what she's made of me, my Ivy League degree, her youngest brand name of a daughter.